U.S. troops occupied the city of Mosul in northern Iraq on Tuesday. Since then, the situation there has been very tense, and a number of Iraqis have been killed by U.S. fire. New York Times reporter David Rode is in Mosul. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with him today.
The total number of dead is 17 at this point. There's been two firing incidents involving American Marines, saying they came under fire and then fired back.
Of the 17 people who died, David, how many were killed by Americans?
According to Iraqis, all of them, and American forces aren't denying that. Americans are saying these were people who were firing at them or people standing nearby them. It's all been American fire, as far as we can tell.
This is something of a surprise because when the city fell to U.S. and Kurdish forces on Friday, there was not much fighting. When did the fighting erupt?
Well, it's actually been a problem of chaos here and looting and lawlessness. When the city fell on Friday, there actually weren't any American troops in the town yet. There was sort of a 12-hour gap between the Iraqis withdrawing and the Americans coming in. And there's been gunfire since then. Different neighborhoods of sort of people have armed themselves to try to protect their property. And there was a tremendous amount of anger among Iraqis that the U.S. forces did not come into the city quicker. Things seem to settle down for a day on Monday, and then we've had these two incidents with large crowds and American troops firing on them.
As I understand it, on Tuesday, the Marines tried to take City Hall to secure it for use in terms of settling down some civil affairs in Mosul. That's when a crowd of 3,000 people formed around City Hall. Why did the crowd gather?
There's a lot of curiosity, actually, whenever Americans move into the center of the city. It's a very densely populated area. And what really complicated it was that an opposition figure named Al Jabouri stood up in front of the crowd and started making a speech praising the United States. He has earlier declared himself governor of Mosul. He is not governor of Mosul. American forces have not said he's the governor of Mosul. He is, frankly, a bad reputation in here for having criminal links. People started hurling stones. Some of the stones hit American soldiers. The Americans say there was also gunfire at them and that they first fired over the crowd's head and then continued to fire at people who were continuing to fire at them. Iraqis say the Americans just fired after the stones hit them. Anyway, the result was 13 people being killed on that day and around 25 wounded. And then yesterday we had a separate incident. I was present for this. There were several shots fired in the area of the city hall. Iraqis said there was a police officer there who was trying to clear a crowd away from a bank. And the Americans said there were shots actually fired at them. All of a sudden, an American Marine heavy machine gun started firing very heavy rounds, very wildly, and that firing killed four people.
David, one of your colleagues, Paul Watson, a reporter for the Los Angeles Times, was also beaten. What happened?
That was on the first day when the demonstration was taking place. I think before the Americans had started shooting, he was in the crowd, and apparently the crowd turned violent. This city is a stronghold of sort of Iraqi nationalism. And while there isn't much support for Saddam Hussein here, there are very, very proud people here. And American forces have flown large American flags from their vehicles as they patrol the city. That's created a lot of antagonism. American forces in Baghdad were ordered by commanders there not to do it. A lot of people have resented and continue to resent what they see as sort of strong-arm American tactics here in the city. All of that is in the mix here. And there's clearly also some loyalists to Saddam Hussein who are doing their best to fire shots and create confrontations.
New York Times reporter David Rode, who spoke today with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.